welcome to the latest edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. We have a full house tonight. Jeremy, Tommy, and I, Chris, are here with you. We're talking about some of the latest news about NCAA Football 12, Madden 12, and also the conclusion of the 2010 NCAA Football Community Wishlist Tournament. First off, let's talk about some vague news that's come out in the past few weeks about Madden NFL 12 and NCAA Football 12. In the latest edition of the Madden NFL Developers Podcast, Creative Director Ian Cummings, ratings expert Donnie Moore, joined by Central Gameplay team member Larry Rehart, talking about what Larry's working on this year. Of course, they had to keep it very vague. They can't give away any details this early on what they're working on. But they talked about one of the big focuses for both Madden and NCAA football this year will be the defense, a big concern among gamers, particularly zone coverage and assignment AI, and also eliminating suction blocking. Those are among the focus areas for Central Gameplay. How big are some of these changes potentially going to be? Because they have been concerns by the community in the past.
The defensive coverage itself is going to be huge. I mean, it's one of the bigger complaints that I've heard, especially this year. It's also been prevalent in the past few years as well. But this year, with as good as man coverage is done, you know, it basically lends itself to where everybody's using man coverage 80% of the time. Zone coverage, it's actually... I could see where it would be quite hard for them to do, just because in the real world, when you're playing in zone coverage, you're watching the quarterback and reading what he's doing to determine where you're going. Obviously, you're also focusing on where the receivers are, things like that. In the game, there's no way to simulate where the quarterback is looking, so you can play off that. Obviously, in the past, we had QB vision cone, which, you know, gave that sense of the quarterback's eyes, but after too many people complained of that, it hadn't found its return yet. But again, back to what I was saying, if they can get the zone coverage to working how we expect it, it would be really big. I mean, it would allow for a lot more, allow users to feel more comfortable in calling zone blitzes and, you know, in recruiting, making sure that you can recruit guys that are particularly good at zone coverage or whatever. It would impact quite a bit of the game itself.
Today, as we record this on Sunday, December 5th, 2010, the Madden NFL dev team went out to California to visit with John Madden, sat in his studio and watched all the games. They visit with him and talk with him about the game. In a Q&A with some of the community members, they did disclose again that today they met with John Madden, this courtesy Phil Fraser, executive producer of the game. When we talk with John about zone coverage, that's because we really want to see improvement in that area, and we really want to get insights on how it should work. That shows that this is a big focus, maybe more than they've let on, that it's one of the bigger areas.
Yeah, when you're talking about it in the podcast, they definitely look like this is something they really want to focus on. And then when the USA Today article came out this morning, it really kind of makes you wonder how much they're going to put into it. It almost looks like this is going to be one of the main focuses on gameplay this year. I don't know if they're purposely kind of leading us on in this direction, or, you know, it's just the matter of us looking and finding these things and putting it together, you know, that we can relay to the community. It's kind of hard telling, but it looks like this is going to be probably the biggest thing that they're going to do in the Central Gameplay team this year.
They did disclose in the podcast that there are other areas they're going to address when it comes to gameplay, and also more features. Like you said, we don't know where this is on the totem pole. Is this the big item? Is it a secondary item? But obviously it is a focus, because now we have Phil Fraser talking about it, Ian and Larry Rehart were talking about it with Donnie Moore. We know it's important. Is this part of maybe a response? The community last year, and even back to NCAA Football 09, said the game was too offensive focused. 09 was wide open gameplay. And then with 11, we have 120 ways to win, which really focus on offensive playbooks. Is this maybe the answer finally to those 2 years of really an offensive-centric focus to the game, and also a marketing plan to the game?
It would definitely be, especially with what we're going to talk about in the upcoming tournament, one of the main things that the community's wanted is an upgrade in the defensive playbooks. So this could be, you know, the start of the shift to the defensive side of things. Once they get the actual gameplay fixed, you know, they may be able to then go on and put in a lot of the special defensive packages, and that gives your defense, you know, 120 ways to win.
Yeah, as far as the defensive playbooks, like JB mentioned, it went pretty far into the tournament. We'll get further into that in a bit, but it's one of those things that we see the overhaul of these offensive playbooks year after year, but the defensive playbooks are largely untouched. You see a few coverages added here, a few things added there, but for the most part, it's all the same thing since we've had for at least past 3 or 4 years. If they can, you know, give the kind of overhaul that we saw from 120 ways to win to the defensive playbooks, that would be huge. I mean, you'd basically be able to balance out the two sides of the football and, you know, make it a much more, you know, balance-centric game to where you're not just trying to outscore your opponent every game.
When it comes to Madden, when they added in game flow last year, they took out a lot of plays to help trim down those expansive and deep playbooks. Do you guys think they're going to have to add stuff back in, especially if they address the defense to get more plays back in the game?
Well, obviously we didn't see that relate to NCAA, but I imagine in order to really be able to do what you want on the defensive side of the football, they'll either need to allow you to create a playbook that has these certain plays in there, you know, put them all out there, but then you can only go out and get, you know, 15 per formation or whatever have you. They'll need to be able to make those plays available in some form or fashion, just because you have to be able to counteract what the offense is doing.
I think, in a way, the Madden playbooks are a little too simplified. So if you put a great focus on the defense, then especially on the Madden side, they're going to have no choice and to kind of expand the playbooks again. Now, you can always do two separate things. You can, when you do the game flow, you can have a simplified playbook that it just pulls from, you know, based on your preferences if you're setting up, you know, the custom game flow. On the NCAA football side of things, I think it's just going to kind of balance things out. It's going to, you know, everything's been so offensive-centric. I think that it'll kind of actually make it for more of a strategic type of game.
And that'll take us to the discussion on the NCAA football community wishlist tournament. The championship bracket is complete. This year, I'm not going to say it's upset winner, but coaching carousel. Last year finished in the top 8, falling to the runner-up. This year, it takes the whole thing, defeating the defending champion custom playbooks in the final. Guys, let's talk about the tournament. First off, start with any thoughts you have on the tournament, whether it be an upset, how it played out, just anything.
It truly speaks a lot for custom playbooks to get to the finals again this year. I think it's one of those features that pretty much everybody in the community would agree that it's almost a must-have at this point. It's, yeah, there's 120 different playbooks that you can go out there and experiment with, actually more than that with the generic playbooks. But at the same time, each playbook is still missing one facet of the game that you want to have in a playbook. It truly speaks a large volume. But then for coaching carousel itself to defeat it, you know, that's one of those features that it would probably take a lot to do, but it as well would add a whole lot to the game. So it would definitely be interesting to see. Overall, you know, the tournament went not exactly as I expected, but quite similar to how I expected. You know, we saw some of the newcomers this year, so to speak, kind of jump up pretty high. Special teams overhaul, that's one that finished pretty highly. It made it to the Elite Eight, which, you know, for one that I don't think had a huge following last year and then get it that far this year, it's pretty big step up. Defensive playbooks, again, making it to the Final Four. That one, you know, that one's a big one, and it, in fact, went head-to-head against offensive playbooks and defeated it 44-3. So that shows you how important that feature is compared to the offensive side of the ball. So overall, I think the tournament went really well, and it really is great for us to be able to get the voice of the community kind of all, you know, into this central location.
A couple of my biggest items, you know, made it into the Final Four. I'd love to see better CPU play calling, and definitely the defensive playbooks were a big thing for me this year too, because you know, if we can get 120 ways to win on the defense, that's just gonna, I think, make it an overall better game. Kind of glad coaching carousel did win though. Kind of maybe send a message to maybe put this in, because I think this, especially on online dynasties, this is really going to kind of make for maybe a little more excitement, a little more variety in people's dynasties as they continue to go on. Not an interesting note. The number one seeds all pretty much made it pretty deep into the tournament there, except for the hair protruding from the helmet. That got beat out by 85-man rosters, but then 85-man rosters got beat right away too. So we can see that that's probably not as important on the people's minds as some of the actual gameplay stuff.
I think that's a good example of all of these items by themselves. You could say those are must-have, and you will see people on various forums say that feature X is important. has to be in the game. How come these developers cannot have this in the game? But then when you compare it to something else, like the long-haired dreads, you compare it to 85-man rosters, which there's a following for, don't get me wrong, but it's not a huge, massive one compared to coaching carousel or custom playbooks, and that beats the tar out of the long hair and dreadlocks. So it shows you that, you know, by itself, any feature you can make the case is a must-have, but when you start comparing to other ones, all of a sudden it drops down that list. Coaching carousel was the winner. This is a feature that, for me personally, I think coaches play such a role in college athletics, especially college football, because coaches are typically there a significant number of years, and the players come and go, coaches stay, they define the program. This is something that gets compared to the old college hoops 2K, their coaching carousel, their methodology of having coaches, assistant coaches, those coaches having an effect on certain player ratings, etc. To me, this is a feature that has a million and one ways they could go with it. That it could get down, it could get very detailed down to assistants, to carousel coaches coming and going, different styles of play being tied to coaches. It's something we talked about with the community in a kind of a back and forth in the championship round. One of the questions asked was, we all admit it's a deep feature, but for year one, let's say this gets added, whether it's NCAA 12 or NCAA Football 21, when this gets added or if it gets added in, what would you say are imperative aspects for year one of coaching carousel, and then what would you hope would get added later on? I know this is a deep question, but Tommy, I'll let you go first.
You kind of mentioned it. The college hoops is a great system to focus on to kind of take a lot of what they've done, because they did it really well. Basically, the way they did it is that at the end of the year, you would have, you know, coaches hired away. You know, you might have your offensive assistant hired away, or you might get a job offer at a different school or whatever. But as part of that, it shows you where different coaches went. Some coaches retired, their openings are filled, etc. And so after that happens, then you have to find replacements for the coaches that left from your system. So, you know, you might have to go out there and hire a new offensive assistant that he's really strong at shooting or whatever, you know. And I would love to see that relayed into the NCAA football series. Basically, you know, again, you have to hire assistants every year. You get job offers at bigger schools. And each of those assistants have strengths and weaknesses. One offensive coordinator may, in my opinion, we could just limit it to coordinators and head coach, of course. But basically, like an offensive coordinator may be really strong in passing but weaker in running. And a defensive coach may be great in the passing game or weak against the run, or however you want to break it down. But basically, to allow us to bring in assistants, have to replace assistants, etc., it would be huge, especially in online dynasty.
Well, I think for year one, I think it's imperative that at least that coach's style of gameplay gets carried over from school to school as he moves on. I think that kind of ties in with kind of the better CPU play calling. You know, if we can match those two things up, get those added in, I think that'd be one of the most important things. Is, you know, kind of like similar, you know, Brian Kelly, when he left Cincinnati, he, you know, he took his system to Notre Dame, which was a different system than what Charlie Weiss had at when he was there. I think the styles go with the coaches, and that should be in from year one. And then, you know, down the road, something that I'd like to be added. I would like to see kind of like guys that you had recruited on your team. I'd like kind of, and they aren't maybe pro caliber, I'd kind of like to see them after they're done with school, they get in as one of the lower coaching positions within the team, and then seeing if they can work their way up. I think it'd be kind of neat to see a guy that you had recruited become a offensive coordinator, you know, a few years down the line.
One of the ideas mentioned by one of the community members, Pete Duncan, OSU, he put out the question to the fellow community members, would this be, you know, if we started a dynasty, would we be taking over for Jim Tressel, or would we be creating ourselves? And I thought that brought up another idea or way this feature could go. Jeremy, I'll let you go with this first. Would you like to see, if you started a dynasty, would you like to be the existing coach for your school, create yourself, or maybe both? And what could you do? What kind of twist could they then put in for options based on those two?
It'd be an interesting thing to take a look at. I don't know if I would exactly want to just kind of create my own coach and create an own style. It'd be kind of neat to maybe carry that on through. I think both sides of the – I'm not really one side or the other on this. I'd like to just kind of take over for the existing coach and just go with what they've got going, you know, just to kind of make it a little more realistic. But it would be kind of neat to maybe start out with your own coach and kind of get your own style into a small school and kind of build your way up through that. So what I would say is your own coach for an offline dynasty maybe, but then when it comes to the online dynasties, I would like to just, you know, take over what the same kind of aspects that coach has there.
I like that option a lot. I think they can make a separate game mode out of this to where you create your own coach, and maybe you start out as just an offensive coordinator for a small school, and all you do is call offensive plays. So you're at, of course, then you're at the mercy of the defensive coordinator, and you're at the mercy of recruiting, depending how involved they let you be. But it would be kind of cool, like you said, start at a small school and then build your way up if you have success. Tommy, what would you like to see?
I hate to go back to the game, but again, in my opinion, College Hoops did it the right way. Basically, they, like you kind of said, they had different versions of the game modes out there to where, one, you could either start fresh as a coach and you have to take over one of these really low-tier schools, or you could just simply take over as Coach K if you wanted to. You know, and of course, from there, you just start at Duke and take over as his career. To me, I'd like to see to where they do, again, give you both options. I love your idea about starting as a coordinator, but at the same time, a lot of guys are going to say, you know, I want to play offense and defense. I don't want to just call plays or, you know, whatever. You know, there's a lot of different ways they could do it, but as far as appeasing everybody, I think probably everybody start as a head coach would probably make most people happy. But again, I like your idea, just hard to make everybody like it.
With that, we're going to call it an end to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. If you have any ideas, comments, or questions, email us at podcast@thegamingtailgate.com. For Jeremy and Tommy, I'm Chris. Everyone, thanks for listening.